All he sees is big bodies up there and nothing holding them up. So God's lesson is going to stay no matter what science says. God gives us a lesson. Have faith in the Lord that has designed this world and creation the way it is designed, too big for your mind to grasp. So have faith in the one that designed it and don't doubt. Die to your own life. Die to your own mind and live again. See, he has made your life like the life of a plant. A parable of human life is the parable of a plant. Scriptures. Not one scripture, scriptures. Okay? All right. So to live again, the plant produces a soft, moist thing called a fruit. Even if it becomes a crusty thing with a hard crust over it, like a nut, a walnut. We got a lot of walnuts around now. If it produced something like a walnut, you know, with a hard crust over it, it was soft before it became hard. And then it becomes hard. And it invites you and your curiosity to go inside it. And you go inside it, you find some soft meat. The walnut, walnut meat. And it's nice. Chews nice. Nice. And if you put that hard nut in the ground, and it gets the situation that God created for it to have a birth, it will have a birth. The soft will break through the hard. The soft will break through the hard and take root in the earth. And it'll spring up not a walnut, but a walnut tree with just bushels of walnuts. That's God's work. So you have faith that your little dried up life can have life again. Just give it to the plan of God. And it will come to life again. And spring up bigger and better and more abundant than it was before. Greed for dominance fears our being human family. Greed for dominance. Hence, since time began, this category of power seekers have sought to influence human behavior against family, against morality, against human intelligence. Further, the influence has been designed to set the innocent up for profiling. Meanings can be mean. Do you hear what I said? Meanings can be mean. The expression black was associated with honor, dignity, nobility, etc. This meaning was popular in Arabia and in many other parts of the ancient world. Black clothing is worn now and has been worn for centuries and thousands of years, indicating respect and sacredness. Black clothing, worn by people of faith. Our scriptures reveal to man that night, and I put in parentheses here, ignorance and faith. Night, ignorance and faith. Now we know fear too is a darkness, it's a blackness. But I'm concentrating on just these two. Because these are the two that Scripture concentrate on. Ignorance and faith. Man was born ignorant and had to learn the world. And he had to have faith to make progress in that direction. Night coming before day. Day, knowledge, and the ability to reason. The sacred stone designating the corner and the starting point for pilgrims circumambulating from right to left during their pilgrimage at the holy site we call the house built by Abraham and his son. That stone is black in hue. That marks the corner, the starting point for the pilgrims to go from right to left around the house. Muhammad the Prophet, demonstrating how the pilgrimage should be done, called Hajj in Arabic, when he went to the corner, he bent over and kissed the black stone. Black must have a good meaning, at least in that holy precinct. People have been stigmatized, nigger of Negro. That's where nigger comes from, the word Negro. Negro comes from Spanish. Negro meaning black in Spanish. Now here is the people that have been made very angry to the point that they have hurt somebody because they were called nigger. And nigger and Negro mean the same. Just mean black. And I remember as a youngster, a teenager, having seen boys and men, grown up. You call me nigger again, I'll break your head. I'll break your face. You call me nigger again. Now I understood it, I understand it, because though it's a word that goes back to a meaning we can accept, black, our people are black. We come from the country where our forefathers are mostly black. I say mostly. See, I was raised to think scientifically. So you can't show me a white African American and get me to call that person black. That's a contradiction of good sense in my early education. Okay? So you can't get me to do that. I'm different. Now, I've ran into a few like me, but ain't many. So we stop calling ourselves Negroes. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the influence of his great organization, the Nation of Islam, brought us to accept black as a precious and valuable property in the people. I say precious and property, certainly, and valuable property, certainly. If God made one people not to be burned up and peeled and skin peeling off of them and getting skin cancer so easily, if he favored the black people with that color and that color has those benefits, we should recognize that and appreciate being black. At least in the hot climate. might not help you more too much in Greenland or the North Pole somewhere. It might not help you too much, but it has great benefits. And everybody's physical features and makeup has good benefits for them in the native land where they came from. Now they come out of there, it might work against them. But not just Negro. People have been stigmatized kike. People have been stigmatized chinks. People have been stigmatized crackers. You had something to do with that, didn't you, buddy? People have been stigmatized Arabs. Those people of Arabia are not called Arabs. They are Arabs. Arabs. But every now and then, you might hear those that are troubled by them, they know they are called Arabs, but they won't say Arabs. Yes, those Arabs. United States postal worker. I just happened to be near him, and he was talking about what was going on in the news with the Muslims over there. And he said, well, you know those little Arabs. Boy, it took all the control I had to keep on moving and not say something to him. Arabs. Now, here's a nigger picking up the racist way, the racist attitude, and the racist prejudice. The racist prejudice. I wanted to tell him, hey, you were a nigger just yesterday, buddy. People have been stigmatized spics. And the stigmas keep coming. They don't stop. New ones come in, irritate others, and they start nicknaming them, start giving them bad names. Our scriptures tell stories of evil conspirators conspiring to influence human behavior and human interests, to position humans to be stigmatized and profiled. There is a small number of evil conspirators who get in powerful positions to educate the public. And the public buy their education and become their slaves. Mentally, not physically, become their slaves mentally. They get your mind and they govern your mind and they maneuver you in every area of life as though you were their robot. The conspirators are given different names and charged with seeking to discredit sacred authority and are charged with wanting to usurp the powers of the Lord Creator. Yeah. That is the evil ones, yes. They sought to have a dominance in the world. Yeah. And they still seek to have a dominance in the world and to keep that dominance. They seek to keep a dominance and to take God's place in the hearts of the faithful. These conspirators in scriptures are charged with presenting themselves as angels of light and sitting on the throne of power in heaven as God. Now this is scripture. So don't have a problem with me. I'm just reading scripture. Right. And now that God has blessed me to be in the position to deal with it, oh, I find it so, so relieving and rejoiceful. Oh, yes. Now, dear people, Lucifer is given in Scripture. Lucifer, bright and morning star. Lucifer, the Scripture says, why have you fallen, Lucifer? Now here is the chief of the evil ones. And he planned his evil on high. And was rejected, cast down. So do you see the similar language for these issues? In our religion and in the religion of the Christians? The Christian scripture says, why have you fallen, Lucifer? And the Muslim scripture says, get you down from here. Addressing the same evil conspirator. Yes. I remember reading before I was really a leader in the community. I think I was a minister, but I was not a leader for you at that time, just a local leader. I remember reading a book. I believe that book was by a German. And the book was about us. There are people who walk in darkness, have seen a great light, have seen a great light. And the book was about the slaves, how rational some of them were, and perceptive some of them were. But the book also focused on evil, the element of evil in a good society, in an innocent society. Now, who would think that Lucifer and his friends would establish themselves in the United States of America? Now, who would think that? In a beautiful land like ours, with a beautiful ideology, political ideology, like ours, a democracy, huh? A beautiful democracy, would be chosen by the conspirators and the chief of the conspirators, that they should have their kingdom here. Who would think that would happen? Any of us would. If you just slow up and understand what they are all about. Why would he go to Jamaica with his big plan? His plan is big. He's looking for the biggest place with the biggest opportunities. And he likes it that the most progressive place also believe in freedom. And he sure wants to be free. So he comes over here and he tells all of us, be free. Be free from everything. Don't let anything hold you. I know you heard in the early days of Scripture that you shouldn't eat pork. Eat everything you want to eat. Yeah, come on. And I know you heard in early Scriptures that you shouldn't drink strong liquors. You drink whatever you want to drink, and a little bit is good for your stomach. Yeah, come on. Now, you know when something gets so wicked it's funny, that's the devil. Devil make you laugh at his wickedness. And he'll laugh with you. If he was here, he'd be laughing right with you. If he'd be having his voice, his laughter would be the loudest to keep you laughing. Every time you start laughing a little slow, a little low in volume, he'll pick it up. He'll laugh louder to get you up again. Yeah, don't drink liquor. Who the hell said that? We must all accept blame for our behavior. No matter how subtle, how powerful, deceitful Lucifer and his evil ones are, our scriptures say God will not excuse us for our behavior. The Bible says, rebuke Satan and he will run from you. Rebuke him means chastise him with strong language. Speak out against his evil. Says, and he will run from you. So that doesn't sound like some creature that we can't deal with. Those words in scripture in the Bible give me courage to do battle with him if I have to. And in the last revelation scripture, the Quran, to mankind on this earth, it says, fight the schemes of Satan. Because his, for his schemes are weak. He has no power over you except to invite you through your weaknesses. And then you will follow him. The blame is on you. However, in civilized or civil society, among our fellow citizens are those who accept to be their brother's keepers. So how we deal with it? We know some people are more vulnerable than others. Some people are more gullible than others. Some people are more stupid. Huh? But we're supposed to be our brother's keeper. Those who know should protect those who don't know. Those who are strong should try to impart strength to those who are weak. And that's better than trying to work somebody up to faint and fall down and start foaming at the mouth. And they go back home and come back next Sunday for another charge. And the house stay as dirty as it was before. The house stay as poor as it was before. The house stay as stinky as it was before. I go back to neighborhoods that I was raised in as a boy. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. I go back there today in Chicago, and I find the same sight of people with no purpose. Men wandering around on the corners, hanging around the tavern. A lot of storefront churches. They go on in there and get a powerful charge and come right back to the same old nasty, funky, poor life. That has to stop. And I don't care how much the preachers or anybody get excited and say, oh, he shouldn't do that. I'm with Bill Cosby. Yes, sir. All right? Yes, sir. I'm with Bill Cosby. He is the moral voice for African Americans today in these United States. Street style, public behavior. That want to be seen as vulgar, ignorant, rude, boisterous, confrontational and crazy. We have an epidemic of that in the streets. Our young men and our girls are following right behind them or taking the lead sometimes. Huh? So what are we going to do? We're going to play with these great issues or take them serious? If we give ourselves and allow our people, our neighborhoods, to give in to such behavior, then we are actually setting our own selves up to be stigmatized, to be profiled for bad treatment, for extermination. Yes, for extermination. You don't have to be killed physically or done away with physically to be exterminated. Anytime the influence and spirit of human life in the form that it should be in is not in you anymore, you've been exterminated. We can't knock on the door of intelligence and get an intelligent human response from you. You have been exterminated. Yes, we influence to behave against our own human nature and human intelligence. Setting our own selves up to be profiled. We are not real people. We are actors. Actors! A-C-T-O-R-S. Actors. The average one has the spirit of an actor that get on the streets and behave in the manner described in this paper. Yes, an actor. Get up and look in the mirror to see if you're looking according to form for the act. Huh? Yes? You dress up for it. You even put on expression. Got to get that expression. Yeah. I don't give up for anybody. Yeah. And look at yourself and want to make yourself so you can believe that you're really real. I don't give up for anybody. Got something against the door. Open the door and pull it back and slam it against the wall. Go out and just knock the screen door. Just hit it and knock it. Yeah. Knock it out of your way. Right. We should not accept group, collective, racial behavior that profiles us for bad treatment and social rejection. The living puts away the dead. Thank you very much. May God give us light and open our eyes for the light. And forgive us our ignorance and our sins against our own life so that we'll have divine mercy and a new chance for life and progress. That's our prayer. Amen. Or we say, Amen.
For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 1-708-798-6750. Or write Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.